Minister Moran, I'd like to thank you for your swift response to the flooding in Inishowen and East Donegal. You were up straight away, in fairness to you, and you spent a couple of days there. I met you on the ground in a number of locations, and of course you attended the meeting with the councillors and the council management team. So I want to personally acknowledge your own personal commitment to this issue. But I need your assistance today, Minister, with other ministers and some of the issues I'm going to raise, because there are some gaps that are still there, and I'll go through them now, Minister. The first ones that I want to raise are the issue of, and colleagues here will know I've raised this every week in the Shannon, the issue of Swan Park in Buncrana and Glenevan Waterfall in Clonmany. Swan Park is a key community amenity alongside the river, the Crana River, in our town. It's steeped in our history. I mean, I just ask people to visualise in your own communities, think of a park in your own city or town that is beloved, that's where people go, that's where you meet your friends, it's just a central part of life. It's been destroyed, absolutely destroyed by the floods. It's closed right now to the public, and it's going to be remaining closed for an indefinite period. And we need some type of special fund. Donegal County Council, unfortunately, Minister, on their own will not be able to restore Swan Park. Estimates are over €1 million at this stage. So I'm just asking, Minister, that your officials who will be listening into this debate would please, and yourself, would talk to other ministers. I have put a question to Minister Michael Ring, but the difficulty with parliamentary questions is they go to department officials, and I think we need some of the ministers who we're up and know about these issues to look at this. So Swan Park, Glenevan Waterfall is an amazing amenity. It's a walk up to a waterfall built up by local community. I have to say, since the floods, they've done tremendous work in restoring it. They've gone a long way. It won't take a fortune of money, but they need financial assistance to make it happen. So again, Glenevan Waterfall and Swan Park are two issues there. The next issue, Minister, and I think you'll actually appreciate this, is I know you probably would have been hearing from farmers and people up there at the time, this issue of the Office of Public Works, the Inland Fisheries Ireland, the National Parks and Wildlife, the whole issue of maintenance of rivers and streams. It's going to be a partnership, it's a team effort, but I'm asking that they would work in partnership with farmers and with local authorities to ensure that the maintenance of river and streams is done properly, that we have the regular cutting back of trees where they can lead to blockages, realignment of rivers where necessary, and obviously done in the proper way, and dredging at appropriate locations. These are all issues that I think with the level of rain that came down, we were always going to have flooding, but maybe the scale of it didn't need to be as bad. And I think there are lessons there that we can all take, Minister. The next one, and I know there's something that you're passionate about, is this issue of the flood defences in Burntfoot Village. This should have been done by now. And I'm just asking that Minister, in cooperation with Donegal County Council, that we fast track the construction of that flood defence, and indeed other parts of the county, and indeed I appreciate you've got to do work elsewhere, but Burnfoot stands out like a sore thumb. They were badly impacted by the floods, and we need flood defences in that village, and I know this is something that you agree with, and we just need to work together to fast track it, to make it happen. Next issue, Minister, is the issue of sporting organisations. You would have seen the damage to Cockle Celtics ground there. They have a couple of pitches that have been destroyed. It's in Buncrana town. And hundreds of thousands of damage has been done. And again, they fall in that gap. They're not a farming organisation. It's way beyond €15,000 in terms of the Red Cross administered fund. So there are a number of sporting organisations, Illy Celtic, Dunry Boxing Club, Clonmany Shamrocks, Clonmany Community Centre, I think some of the Sea Rovers and football clubs in Mallon were affected, but Cockhill Celtic is devastated by it, and again, it's going to need a special intervention, and again, if you could, or your officials could communicate that. Next issue, Minister, is the issue of agriculture. There is a scheme in place for the farmers. It's a maximum of €15,000. But potato growers, a number of them, have been just totally devastated. This one potato grower, and I went out to the farm and spent hours with an agricultural advisor and friend of his there, and I met him for a while afterwards, a man called Seamus Lynch. Seamus Lynch is a good, hard-working, honourable man. The damage to his business is €300,000. It's heartbreaking. These were world-class rooster potatoes that were being grown on top-quality soil, you know, really world-class stuff. It's just destroyed. All the neighbours and all the advisors came out and pumped the water and did their best to get it away, but it's destroyed. The man's heart is broken. And there's nothing there for him. You know, he falls in the gap. And again, it's just too big a burden to carry, 300,000. There are others too, potato growers, crop growers, that unfortunately fall in the gap. And again, I want to raise this today that we need to address it. Again, there'll be a need for the Minister, Michael Creed, to meet with the farming organisations in Donegal and to hear more about these gaps, these shortfalls. Water and sewerage infrastructure, as you know, Minister, you've seen it yourself. I was with you when you went into the house, and fair play to you. You didn't stand back. You went into the house and burned foot, and you've seen yourself what happened there. Sewerage, raw sewerage went through their houses, and I acknowledge you were there. You walked through it. You've seen it. Minister, we need Irish Water to fast-track the works. The sewerage plants that are vulnerable to flooding, and that means that not only is floodwaters going through people's homes, but raw sewerage. It's just devastating for people. You know, you've seen the heartbreak when you were there. We need to fast track that. So again, Irish Water, this is all of government response. I appreciate, Minister, you're being good enough to listen to this today, but I need an all of government, ministers and departments to be accountable. Nobody is dealing with these issues. And this is now 2 months on. Nobody's addressing these specific issues that I'm raising. Final one is private roads, an enhanced local improvement scheme package. So you've got all these private roads and lanes were destroyed by the floods, and there's nothing for them. So the public roads, in fairness, the roads and bridges publicly will be restored, and that's to be commended. But the private lanes are destroyed, and there's very little there for them, a couple of loads of stone here and there. This talk of once in 100 years, we need to stop saying it. You know, we've been saying this is once in 100 years. Over in America, I heard Donald Trump talk about once in 500 years in relation to the challenges there. We've got to stop saying it. In Donegal alone, in recent years, Finn Valley, flooded out. Kilmacrenan, Kerrykeel, Remelton, our hospital, our major acute hospital, was flooded in Letterkenny with serious, serious consequences. And now you have Inishowen Peninsula and East Donegal. These are regular occurrences. This is going to be a reality. This is why this whole issue of climate change, you know, we really need to confront the climate change deniers. We need to confront them head on. But this is the reality of this. This is what we're going to face. Which takes me to my final point, Minister. And this is no responsibility of yours. This is before your time. But the government in late 2015 were to have had their flood management plans submitted to the European Commission by late 2015. Now, what has been done is a number of measures. The preliminary assessments to identify river basins and associated coastal areas at risk of flooding have been submitted on time. Then there was flood risk maps were to be submitted, and they have been submitted on time. But the flood risk management plans were due in late 2015, and my colleague Matt Carfi, MEP, submitted questions to the European Commission, and they have confirmed that they are taking infringement measures against our state because we're late with the flood management plans. So, Minister, I appreciate you inherited this challenge, so I'm not attributing any responsibility to you for it. But government and your department need to get this over the line, particularly everything that we've gone through across the state. It's becoming apparent. And remember, the EU Floods Directive was brought in late 2007 because of huge floods that took place across Europe. So Europe said, we have to learn the lessons of all of this. They brought in the directive and all the responsibilities that come with it, responsibilities that protect our communities. And in fairness, Minister, you've been in the middle of this. I watched you as a public representative out there with your community. So you know, and I'm speaking to somebody who's walked the walk here today, that you know what happens the implications of climate change, the implications of not having proper plans in place. So I suppose I would ask you today, as a pretty, you know, fresh minister, new minister, and somebody who I think has a very solid attitude in terms of these things, and somebody who I was impressed with when you came up to my area and spent 2 days in my community up there, I was impressed with you. I believe that you're the man who can do this, and I believe your government colleagues need to come behind you and make it happen.